We're up to Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Yud Tes Amud Aleph, it's on one of the pages on the bottom. We don't have that much here. I did not make new handouts, so we'll see how far we get. But Isser Hoitz, this is a very bizarre case. A lot of the things over here are a little strange. Isser Hoitz, Sabbashabbas, Kishaget, Kosov, Al Yoda. Whereas a discussion of a person, he writes a get. He actually tattoos. He writes a get on the arm of his slave, an Eved Kenani. And he says to his wife, here, I'm giving you this slave as your get. He uses the skin of his slave as the parchment, as the paper, to write a get. And he gives the entire slave to his wife. She is divorced. If he says, I'm not giving you the whole slave, I'm just giving you his arm, then it's not a good get, because the arm is attached to the body.
He chops off the arm.
He has to cut off the arm. And therefore, it's not good, because it's mechusar ketzitza. At the moment when he gave the slave to the woman, since the arm is still attached to the body, it's a hefsek. It's not a complete nesina. There is a hefsek. There has to be a severance between the hand and the body, so it's not kosher. But if hypothetical case, who's going to do it? But if a person gives...
Think of such
things. The Gemara talks about it. In ancient times, it wasn't so crazy. In ancient times, he doesn't have a piece of paper, so he writes.
People with tattoos all over the place. We're allowed to tattoo.
Okay, let's see. Well, no, it's an Isidore Isa. Service kaka. So every kaka, how was he allowed to write on there? Also, it could be that it wasn't yet. Yeah, it has to. It could be that it wasn't a permanent. I think we're assuming is that it was not permanent. It was not service kaka. It was not in the skin. It was on top of the skin. And it would be a marker that would be semi-permanent, but not in service kaka is us only when it's in the body itself. It's cut into the flesh, so here it's on the surface, but the ink is not going to disappear, not for the near future. So it would be technically a good get, and it would not be a violation of service kaka of writing of tattoo. So here he writes mishut halachas ketanis kosav lodun al evich shenichtav biyarahiz lom sheshayla. The yada get b'ksuvas kaka, because seves kaka, the yatsa l'rishus harabim b'shabes. Now I guess you could ask the same exact thing if a person has a tattoo. And on the tattoo there's some important information. You write down your social security number. You don't remember your social security number. So you actually go, so it's basically, it's in a document, a part of your body. But it's not a design. Ha'im chayv al-kach, is it called chaytza? If a person who walks out into the street and etched on his body is a document, an illegal document, so you're carrying. You're carrying with you the legal document. That's the shayla. Hashem einze bechval hoitzah. V'kosav shem yotzah kedei losei tzlosa get. V'chomoy shlomanu b'mishno b'sugin. V'choytzev al yad shal eved v'noysim losa eved. Chayiv mishum she'achshavei liyodoy. V'chayiv al hoitzah osa. Unbelievable. That's what the Kalach Tana says. It says that if you go and you write again, in such a case, when the man writes again on his hand of a slave, and he wants to give to live for the person, the slave has not become a piece of paper. If you carry the person, you chayif. Vimlo v'limlo elo yoytze stam harezach hitzah shein etzrich legufa upate v'mkvar nosel haget patel kol yama mishum shabatel agav yada. Once already the document has been given, so therefore there's no meaning anymore, so certainly it's going to be good. Ulam b'minchas soiles kosav l'chalik odaito lo yis Chayev Adam al Hoitza Kizo after Shul Losis La Get Shere Hadioi Bottle Gabel. No such thing, nonsense. To say that. The ksav, the person turns into a piece of paper, and now if the person goes out into the streets, he says that the tzvar does not sit well, and there is no prohibition of haitzah for the slave or the person who has this on his body to walk out into the streets. Okay, next. That was a short one. Let's go to the next, a little more limited. Kisoyves kaka al gabi kisoyves kaka. So here's a very interesting shaila. Lefi toga his kabino geir when it comes to geirim or bali tshuva, people who have tattoos. Lefnei apolis kim huva shel al bal tshuva sheyesh lo tziur sheena roy chokuk because seves kakal mokam hatzvilen. Ma yase shahalo osu lo niach tzvilen lo ima brocha kinege kisoyves zo.
The naked girl.
Exactly. He has on his bicep something that is profane. So what does he do?
He puts a beard on her.
On the bicep, on his bicep, he has something that is inappropriate to be exposed when he puts on tefillin. So what do we do? So what is halacha? B'shut b'tzal chach makasav eitzel adam zesh al pi ma sh'amu b'sugin she'al she'kol sha'ksav hasheni mekalkulas ksav harishon lo'ner shav kasheni l'ksav. A second ksav is not considered to be a ksav. U'chmoy sh'am b'sugin b'sikra al gabe d'yoy. B'sugin the one was, you can write a get in any type of ink that you wish. However, if, let's say the get was not written l'shma, and now you want to rewrite the get. You want to write the get on top of the same letters. You want to write one letter on top of another letter, and you want to use sikra is red ink, al gabe diyoy on top of black ink. Is it kosher? So amri lo chayiv mechiku. Now, this first Gemara has a discussion with regard to Hilcha Shabbos. If on Shabbos, and we know that on Shabbos, that if you write two letters, there's a chiyuv karis for doing melacha derais on Shabbos. So what happens if there are two letters written black ink, and now you retrace those two letters with red ink? And this was nogea, this is not the lashma, the signing of the witnesses. Let's say you have witnesses who don't know how to sign their name. So the Gemara says the solution, so you outline how they should sign, and they just trace the outline. The Gemara says, shalom, let's say you go and you do it for them, you write their names in black ink, and then they sign it in red ink, or the other way around. Is that called the ksav? So the Gemara basically says, let's go to the laws of Shabbos, see what it says there, and then we can extrapolate for the laws of Gittin. And the Gemara says, when it comes to Shabbos, I'm the chay mechiku, that the person he writes red ink on top of black ink, you are erasing the black ink, and therefore you chay for the malach of mechika. The amulah potter mekalkelu, by writing black on top, or red on top of black, you're ruining. It's not called mechika, you mean mekalkel. You're ruining what was there before, and therefore mechika is when you actually erase the ink. But when you write on top, that opinion holds that's called mekalkel. Hareishul kuli alma ina chay mashum kaisel. One thing, what's the common denominator of this Gemara? That if you write black, red on top of black, you're certainly not doing the malacha of kesiva. The only question is, are you doing the malach on Shabbos of nechika of erasing? The reason why this is not called kesiva is because red on top of black is not as good as what used to be. Or a second ksav, so therefore it's definitely, anytime you write a second ksav, the second ksav that's being mekalkel, the first ksav, it's not as good, it's definitely not called kesiva. Now how does it apply to a tattoo? L'fiz kosav, sheyesh loymar, gamlin kosevis kaka. The suggestion is as follows. Tattoo. Ksav al gabi ksav potter. In other words, to get a new tattoo on top of the first tattoo would not be a violation. He seems to be saying that the prohibition of kosevis kaka is, in other words, why can't we tell the person, what would be the problem of just to go for you have a tattoo? So to get it erased, you can't. It doesn't work. It's permanent. Today they have technology. You can kind of get the tattoo erased. But let's say you can't. So the only other thing that you can do is you can have a new one to superimpose or to write new mishigasim. So that's it. But to get a new tattoo is an iser deraisa. The Torah says, in order to solve the problem that you had a first tattoo, you're going to tell the person to do an aver of another tattoo. That's not logical. So the answer is no. It's not a violation of getting a tattoo when the second tattoo is being done on top of the first tattoo, because that's ksav al gabi ksav. And ksav al gabi ksav, we do, when it comes to laws of Shabbos, it's not called a ksav.
There's a dermatologist in Israel who offers free removal of any Holocaust tattoos, the numbers. And you didn't get a single customer.
Who'd want to do it? Right?
No one, they wanted to keep it.
Keep it.
Wow.
It's a badge.
Although there's a new thing today among the young kids to actually put out numbers of someone they know.
Really?
To get themselves tattooed with a Holocaust number.
Among, okay, by
welfare number.
Forget it. When they go
Lafi Whoever told you that a tattoo functions with the principle of ksiva? When it comes to writing ink on parchment, then there's a principle that ksav gam ksav yipater. But when it comes to a tattoo, whoever told you that the rules of writing, the rules of a tattoo, have the same rules as writing for laws of Shabbos? So he says, I found the source, the Malbim. The Malbim says, the fact that it's called Koseves Kaka, and the word the Torah chose is Koseves, is Ksav, that indicates that it has the same rules that apply to laws of Shabbos applies to laws of tattoos. And just like we have established with regard to Shabbos, that Ksav, Al-Gabe Ksav, is not called a Ksiva, so too a tattoo upon an old tattoo is not called a tattoo, and there's no iser deraisa of koseves kaka in this instance.
Is the tattoo actually written on top of the skin, or is it under?
Same thing, whatever it is. Whatever you did the first time, you do exactly the same thing the second time. And according to the Malbim, if not for this Malbim, you would say, my inyan shmita itzalar sinai. When it comes to ink, ink goes on top of old ink. You have black ink, now you have red ink. One is a layer, there are layers. A tattoo, it's in the skin. It's in the skin. So a second tattoo.
Maybe not on top of
the. Exactly, it's not
maybe
the same.
Apart from the other.
Exactly, it's apart. It's different. It's a whole different ball game. It's a whole different beast, a whole different nature. Along comes the Malbim, and the Malbim says the fact that the Torah chose to express the prohibition of tattoos with the word kesiva, koseves kaka, indicates that if it's near a leinaim, if you do one tattoo upon another tattoo, where there was a tattoo in before, and it follows the same exact laws of ksiva for Shabbos, even though obviously the physics of writing for Shabbos is not the same as what you're doing when it comes to a tattoo. It's a chiddush of the Malbim. And over here, the Tzela Chacham is coming to put these things together. These are what poskim can do. They're very creative. Yeah?
Seems an important part here. You get to see the tattoo. So you have a gastroenterologist that's doing colonoscopy, and he indicates somewhere in the colon with the tattoo where he has to go that same.
No, that's a whole different halacha. That's more. That the place can talk about. When they do radiation and surgery,
yeah,
what?
They make marks.
They make marks. So that's accepted halacha. That's mutter. That's mutter, even though it's permanent. It's permanent. All the points can say that it's mutter.
Because you can't see it?
It's, no, you're not. You're doing it for health reasons. Pikuach nefesh. Shurfuah. You can see it. Sure you can see it.
Internally, you can't see it.
No, you do it on the...
Bigu chidushim. They do it on the outside.
No, internally.
For sure it's mutter. Because seves kaka is only on the flesh. Then it's not even a shal to begin with. If you're doing it underneath the body, that's not called a koseves kaka. Koseves kaka, by definition, means it's on the surface. And you can see it. So, I mean, it used to be when they did radiation, Rachman Stunt, so they made marks to the target points. And those marks are permanent on the outside of the flesh. He told them more advanced technology.
I'm telling you that there was nothing inside.
On the inside.
Yeah.
Yes, that's for sure mutter. That's on the inside of the body. That's not the call. No one sees it. But even a tattoo, a mark which can be seen when it comes to medical issues, medical procedures, it's mutter. It's accepted. It's 100% mutter. It's not a violation. It's pikuach nefesh. It's mamish pikuach nefesh. And the person, Rachman al-Slan, needs this procedure and dealing over here with pikuach nefesh, so it's not an issue. That is a very big chiddush. Exactly what you say, Mr. Nurulis. What?
You know, like when you get a suntan, you put tape around it to give it a design.
They do such things.
Yeah, you take.
Never heard of
that.
Learn a lot of new things in the Kylo.
You make a design or a face, and certain. And then
who? I never saw such a thing. Okay.
If you have a design on your back.
I would imagine it's mutter.
Huh?
Because it's not koseves kaka. I would imagine it's mutter, it's not in the flesh. Okay, the lechein lif, lefizeh, so therefore the Tzel Chacham writes something. Lefizeh kosav shenochon shiyama la'akum, lekaka loy. So this person that had a tattoo on his bicep, and now it's inappropriate when it's there, and for the tefillin, he should go to the tattoo parlor, and he should have another tattoo, superimposed upon the old tattoo, and the super new tattoo should be something that is not controversial, that is not offensive to the kiddush of the tefillin.
Why can't you
cover it up?
What?
Just cover it up in like...
No, it's a chatzitza. If you cover it up, he...
I'm talking about the ink. The second layer of ink can just be a cover-up.
Exactly. Well, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly what it says. But he's having a tattoo. This is a real deal. He's having a real tattoo. Because he's doing this device. If he can. Because on the head, of course. The technology to having removed is new technology.
Oh, yeah?
It's a new thing.
I'm not sure it does it all the way. It may only fade.
It depends. It's a long job. Because you have to have the laser at the right wavelength of the ink.
He knows. How do you know all this?
Some of the biggest history were Jews in New York who 100 years ago who developed the whole technique of tattooing with some needle up was starting to...
Disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting.
They did it before they used
needles. How do the Arabs do it? They take needles.
They just cut
a needle and they...
Arabs have tattoos. They will cover up always.
Okay, so the solution over here is, he says, to go to the Tagen. He didn't go around his bicep. On the Mokum where this was a Shiloh. This was a Mayat Shiloh Kachaya. A person was a Baal Tshuva, and on his bicep, exactly the location where he wants to put on the tefillin, there's a tattoo. So there's a tattoo, so big deal, it's a tattoo. What are you going to do about it? It's not a chatzitza, it's in the flesh. It's not a chatzitza.
Uh-huh.
Problem was, it was offensive.
Uh-huh.
It's either there was an image of obviously something that's whatever. It was something, use your imagination. It was offensive to the Kedushas HaTefillin. So what should he do? To have it removed, when this Shiloh was asked, the technology did not exist to have it removed. The only solution was, go have another tattoo, or have it ruined, have it, do something there to make. But doing that is an issue of deraisa. Because now that you're religious, you're not allowed to go and have a tattoo. So he's saying to them, you don't do it, have a guy do it. Oh, but you're being a sayaya. So, according to this chiddush, according to Hilcha Shabbos, ksav al gabek ksav is not an issur deraisa, it's not ksiva. And according to the Malbum, chiddush noira, that the laws of kaseves kaka, even though physically they're different, it's a different mitzias, but whatever is nirilei naim, it's ksav al gabek ksav, and it follows the same rules as Hilcha Shabbos. So the solution was, you should go to the tattoo parlor and have a guy make a tattoo, another image that would not be offensive to the tefillin.
Why can't he put on on the other hand?
No, you're not Yodcha. That's for sure not. You're not Yodcha for sure.
You can make an exception.
No, you can't. Yodcha, no exception. The tefillin has to go on the weaker arm. There's no exception. Tefillin go on the weaker arm no matter what. You lo yotza. It has to be on the weaker arm. So this was the solution. So lakaka oil shritos or nikudos, or to have marks. Exactly what Mr. Mills. Just have marks. That's to distort the offensive nature of...
In the second tattoo was to be sloppy.
Whatever. The second tattoo should... Right, of course not. Or you're going to change it. You're just going to remove the offensiveness of the first tattoo, whatever it is. So therefore, that was the solution. That you should distort it. And the person has to not twitch. He has to tie himself down in order that he should not be a misayeh, because it still borders upon the prohibition, he seems to say, of kaseves kaka. The goy is doing it, but even though the guy is doing it, you now want to be a mesriyas nufishna muvoif and ze in chash isha shal mekakeya alif no more mishum shahu ksav al gabi ksav uvoif and shah ksav al yon in a sakin yisem yatachto and be shane kan kavon a klal lichtoy vesal al kalkal. Secondly, this is even more important, you're not having it seems what he seems to be saying is a tattoo is only prohibited if there is a if it represents something meaningful. If a person has a tattoo and it's just
a design.
No, a design is something meaningful. But it's just scribbling. It's just a scribble which has no meaning. If it's a design of scribble, fine. You go to modern art. I still don't understand modern art. I can't understand. I once saw an exhibition of modern art. And how did the designer make this beautiful display? He took a basketball and he played basketball on a canvas. That's what they did. They poured some red ink, some white ink, black ink, and they bounced the basketball on the canvas, and they hang this up in the museum. hang this up, and everyone is standing there looking and looking and looking. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I just don't get it. You can't convince me that this is art. I just don't get it. Okay? I don't understand. Playing basketball on a canvas. I don't get it. But
folks in a can of tomato soup that Andy Warhol did right.
So therefore it has to be something meaningful. Therefore this is not meaningful. Therefore there's no provocation. Gimel, aing ein kan ksibe ois oitzura, rak srita ba'omo uveshloisha drabon vada yesh lahatir. He's combining all of these things together. It's a ksav al gabi ksav, as we mentioned. Number two, there's no kavonet, you only be kavonet with a kalkel, and you're not writing anything meaningful. So therefore, afil lachatkil kulyam mitzmutur ulam lain sham oid ma sheherich bezeh. So this is a very interesting situation, and it could be no game when it comes to a Baal Tshuva, if this chasham ever becomes nogea. Okay, let's go to the next sugya. Invisible ink. Okay, doctors, some doctors in training, they actually do this. It's very, very hard. They write reports. Today everything's on the computer. I don't think it's nogea so much anymore. But it used to be years ago, they heard about this, that people that were in medical school, when you go to medical school, so you have to do a residency internship on Shabbos, and you have to write reports. So they used to talk about this. I don't know if people did this for real, but
in Israel. Less 20 hours. So you write on Shabbos, you know it's going to disappear.
You come back. You come back.
You photocopy it.
You photocopy it.
You know, the original disappears.
Oh, that's a good idea. I say they used to rewrite it. Ridiculous. Who's rewriting? You photocopy it, so that solves the problem. Very good. Invisible ink. Ink which disappears. Okay, today it's not okay anymore, because today it's all computer. Today, any decent hospital, everything is... What? Yeah, iPads, it's all, everything is electronic today. Today, all the records, they spend most of their time today in the nurse station. They just sit on the computer and enter, spend, so it's a whole different, that could be advantageous, because typing on a computer is not necessarily right, according to most Paiskim. Like I always tell you, it's going to come a time where there's going to be a big issue, is what status do smartphones have, you know? All of these electronic things, you're not really writing. What?
That's why they're answering them now.
It's going to become a very big issue in about 10 years.
Yeah. He's putting in Wi-Fi all over.
So what's the problem?
So wherever there was a telephone booth, they're putting in...
Wonderful.
So what's wrong?
So?
They don't want their people to have access anyway to the...
So they'll have Wi-Fi jammers. They'll have Wi-Fi jammers. But that's not going to be good either, because in case it's an emergency, then they'll be sued. It's a no-win situation. Like a lot of Rabbanim would be thrilled to put in their shul jammers. They do this, you know, in some jammers. It only costs a few dollars. You plug it into the wall, there's a jammer, you just hide it, and there's no cell phone reception. They do this in some secular facilities, musical operas, they do this. They don't want people's cell phones going off. No one's cell phone will go off. No one's going to be texting. What? They do?
Yeah.
The rabbi did it, so that's a very scary thing. No one would want to do this because, let's say there's an emergency.
They have a landline for
it.
Which
it's a Dr. Sharon, 33rd and N. Yeah?
So a lot of...
They have it because you can't get any reception.
No, it's not mukha. You can't get it because it's a dead zone. It's a dead zone.
It's in a basement.
It's in a dead zone. But people don't want to do this because in case chas v'shalom is an emergency... Whether it's an emergency in the shul or it's an emergency outside, you want to be responsible for blocking communication. I mean, even
have a landline, emergency landline.
But you don't know where the emergency is. Not everyone is comfortable with the landline. Like, you know, like in Eretz Yisrael, after the massacre in Har Nof, the terrible thing. So If you are, you're going to go, you're going to turn off people's access to, there's an emergency, there's someone over here, a terrorist, you have to be able to communicate with the outside world, someone should come help you. It's a very frightening thing. You don't want to take it away. How are we getting into this? We're going off the topic. But over here we're talking about writing with invisible ink. It solves the problem of an Isser Deraisa, and it's definitely a heter. It takes away the problem of people in training, in order that they should not be over an Isser Deraisa. So here he talks about these issues. The Bnei Mizrach Yerushalmi, who were very devious, very sneaky people. We won't take a secret, so they would write Bnei Milim. Milin. And Milin, what is Milin? Milin Vehem Me'afotzim, it's from gallnuts. The Ein Haksav Nikar. It's invisible ink. Basically, it's the Gemara talks about. That's what Gemara talks about. Again, you write again on Nei Milim. It's an invisible ink. But they would actually write out. And the recipient of this piece of paper would then dip it. Would dip it in Dioi. A special ink which was missing this specific ingredient. And lo and behold, and all of a sudden you'll be able to see the invisible ink. The invisible ink would appear. So you would decode it by mixing in a solution. So this will be passed in Paskins, that the one who writes it originally with the invisible ink is Potter. Because when he wrote it, you don't see, it's not near Le'inayim, even though the chemicals are there, but it's not near Le'inayim. Hilcha Shabbos follows what's noticeable. It's not noticeable. The second one, who then takes a solution and pours the solution upon this piece of paper, which caused the ksav to become noticeable, he is chayiv for ksiva. It's a chiddush. I'm not doing a creative act. I'm not writing letters. I'm just doing something just dipping it in a solution. But that causes the creativity of someone else to appear. The Yerushalmi says a chiddush that is enough to be chayiv for the block of the rice of ksiva on Shabbos. Now,
someone on invisible ink like a get. Is that something that's
a... So no, that would not be a kosher get. That would not be. The Gemara talks about Ne'afatzim with regard to the certain type of.
Yeah, it has to be with permanent
ink. Permanent ink. Okay, this is isolated.
But not visible.
It has to be visible. If it's not visible, it's not a kosher get. That's the part. That's what I'm saying. It's not called the ma'aser because of lost sefer krisus. It's not called the get unless it's visible. It has to be something which is visible. It has to be. That's what the pasuk is for Shabbos and certainly for the laws of Gittin. Now let's say here he's talking about writing something invisible. So it's not called the ma'aser ksiva. And when you later dip it in a solution, it's also not going to be considered. That's going to be the ma'aser ksiva. The pre-megadim kosav shakosev b'tavaseis b'niyar al gamichal. First, he writes something with. Something a secret with niyar, with paper. Al gabi cholov shen nechlav v'loy nispashel v'nivla b'niyar. Use milk. I'm assuming it's milk. Is it fat or milk? Chalev maybe. I don't know. Either one of the two. Whichever works. V'nivla b'niyar v'ein rishum nikar. Uchshenayistim loyso eitz al ho'esh. When you put it near the fire, v'shalheves achre shen nischanein nikar haksav. Maybe it's fat. I think probably fat. It has more likely. Okay. Nikar chalev. Haksav ein bezem chiyuv chatas ulam iser b'rabban yeshbam mishum shudam l'kluchayisef. So he, in this case, you're putting in there a fire. Putting in there a fire, you're not adding an ink. In the previous case, you wrote it b'me'a fotzim, and then you apply a solution, a liquid that's missing the me'a fotzim, and so you're applying a liquid. The liquid is a ma'aser ksiva. But putting in there a fire, that's not called a significant ma'aser for the b'chai for ma'aser ksiva. No, that's exactly what he says. Lighting a fire is a melacha deraisa. But if there's already a fire lit, it's not exactly what he says. Putting the paper over the fire is not significant enough to be chayav for the melacha deraisa of ksiva. Dipping it in ink in a solution is, but putting it near heat is not. Is not. That's what it says. That's
but if
not.
It's too hot on Shabbos, then it's considered
a cooking. You're not cooking anything. Nothing is becoming yatzla in this bowl. It's just putting in there heat, and that causes this residue in the...
Is not becoming cooked.
No, it's not becoming cooked. It's not becoming cooked. There's no mamoshes. In order to be cooked, there has to be mamoshes. There's no mamoshes. It's just a residue. It's just a residue, an invisible residue, and you put it near heat, it becomes visible. This is not called a ma'aser ksiva. Beshut avnei nezer.
But is it Rabban?
Yes, there is. It is a Rabban. Beshut avnei nezer. Hevi mi agmar b'shem Hevi mi agmar b'shabbes shakasva hamishna sham shachay b'chol dama shahu b'roisham b'shem ksiv b'shabbes. So the Gemara there says anything which makes a roisham makes an impression. There was a ksiv b'shabbes. Ubi ara hagmaru lasui mai. The afsa kosher lichta. The Gemara there says afsa. This is written kosher. Kosher to begin. Uchemoch in chayim b'shabbes b'ksav b'kosav b'afsa. The kosav shabeshugim b'furish shemei afsa achar ksiva. Achar kesiva niv. Let's finish up first. Let's finish the paragraph first. V'chosav shebesugin mefurish shenei afsa achar kesiva niv loim. It is absorbed. V'v'shosh niv loim im nason loged ein I get af impolat achar kach alidei maya dinara. Nibnei shahashto hu de polat v'v'shas nesina loy hayeksav. By a get it's worse. By a get. If the man gives her the get when the letters do not yet, it's not a contradiction we learned before. It's the same idea. When the man gives her the get, it's still invisible, and she has to do something to cause the letters to appear by pouring upon it a solution. It's not a kosher get because when he gave it to her, it wasn't a get. It wasn't a get. When you write it originally, you also you're not chayif ksiv because it gets absorbed in the paper. You can bring it forth through the solution. So he writes to the Avnei Nezer. So he wants to say, let's say the husband himself does both. The husband first writes to get in an invisible ink, and the husband then goes and dips it in a solution and causes the letters to appear, so it would seem that it's good. Now that is the Maisa Ksiva, it was done Lishma, and if now he would proceed to give it to his wife, someone has to do it. But it has to be done before it's going to be given. That's what it would seem.
The Edim,
I guess they have to see the Edim. Let's assume for the moment the Edim is Sira Karte. We don't need witnesses to sign. If you have to have witnesses sign again. So let's assume Edim is for the moment, so therefore they don't have to sign, they see being given.
After it's visible.
Right. What?
After it's visible.
If it's invisible,
after it's visible,
and then he gives it in front of two witnesses, so then it's going to be good. Ulam.
You have to check to make sure it's visible.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You have to know what it says in the
guest. You have to make sure. You have to see that it's supposed to. Absolutely. Ulam, however, not so simple. David Oppenheim. Veshut Nishal David. Kosav Shakosa Ben Yodavarim Soidim. Secrets. Bimei Bit Solomon. Onion juice. Bimei Lemon juice. Ba'oifin Shaynak Savnika. Ve'iav Shalikra Masha Kosaboy. Elidei Kirov Haniyol Eish. You have to do something else in order to make it visible. Sha'oz. Aidei Chaymo Eish Chosar Aksavin. The person can read it. When you bring you the fire, he's even more lenient. He holds, before he said this is a midrabban, he holds. Yeah.
If you on Shabbos, write, take a piece of paint. I don't know, not surveyor. You write on a sheet, but you leave out spaces to make oise.
Choch teiches.
Right.
Choch teiches. No.
You're not
either.
So when you're developing, supposedly, a photograph also is not writing. Because what you're developing is you're changing the rest of the paper compared to this part. So when you're putting it over the fire, it's affecting the whole paper.
Okay, that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, let's see what he's, let's see. Vehevi smach leze megmar biyomo b'maisa u'mitumim. B'vur b'medrish, sh'maisa shal David sh'shal u'mitumim a'ide achimelech ira b'shabes v'lechoshash mishum koysef. So u'mitumim, the letters lit up. The letters lit up.
Oh, it's fluorescent. See, you write it in an ink that you only see in the ultraviolet light.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you can't see it.
It's like used this in labs.
Yeah.
You have certain devices that visibly
can't only see ultra. But it's not near Leinayim.
Right, you can't see it. But you shine ultraviolet light on it, it's beautiful.
But it's not permanent.
It's permanent when you close the light.
When you close the light. Okay. But he's saying that's not l'chora, that's not called a ma'aseh k'siva, because the k'siva depends upon the naked eye, without anything special. So he seems to be saying over here is that this story, this on Shabbos, if you have over here this situation, where you have over here a letter written with onion juice, or whatever it is, and on Shabbos you want to go put it near the fire, in order to cause it to become visible, he holds it's buddha l'chatchila. You're not even doing anything whatsoever. That's what he says. Name of the sefer, Hevi Shanishal Alakosib Shabbos, but Yoshin and Nikar. Achimagaleu Behoimer Ali Dehar, same as I think we'd same Shaila, our Shaila, whom Chaim Shabkosib Shabbos, Shahare, also can Meloch and Melechas Ksiva, Shema, and no, Mishachel, Nigila Ksal Siva, Hare Zek, Kosib Dover, Shade of the Sky and the Potter. So the question over here is the question on the writing, not on putting it near the fire. The Shaila was, are you allowed to do the actual writing? Am I allowed to write something with invisible ink on Shabbos? Until now we have discussed, are you allowed to take something that was previously written with invisible ink and bring it near the fire or dip it in a solution? So that we mentioned, if you dip it in a solution, for sure it's no good. That you can't do because that's called a ma'aseh k'siva. But if you take it near a fire, we have two opinions. One holds us in the Rabban, one holds us that it's mutar l'chatchila. But what about doing the writing itself? I want to write with invisible ink. Am I allowed l'chatchila to do this on Shabbos? What's makeh patish? Makeh patish is not is a din and binyan. Makeh patish is a din and binyan. It's not a din and ksiva.
You created the get. Before it wasn't a get. Nobody could see.
That's not called makeh. The makeh patish is a din and a clean a utensil. The laws of makeh patish are very limited. They're limited to the construction. The fashioning of utensils. A get is not a utensil. A get is a document. A document that you deliver, you give a bill of rights.
You make it visible, then it's muksa.
After year in a chnami, muksa is a different issue. Or maybe not. Migudi only muksa only applies as muksa ben hashmashas. Migudi is katsala ben hashmashas. It's katsala kuliyuma. So he was not muksa ben hashmashas. So maybe the muksa would not apply in this case. It was indeed not muksa. Or maybe it's worse. It's noilat. So maybe it's even worse. In the chnami, we're not discussing muksa. We're discussing over the shaila of ksiva, the element of ksiva. So here we've discussed so far a document that was already written, and now you want to make it visible by putting a solution upon or putting it near the fire. Let's now focus upon writing itself, what doctors do, what doctors need to do on Shabbos. They need to write a document. They want to go write something in the visible ink. And when Shabbos is over, they'll go and they'll pour upon it some solution in order to make it visible. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? So he'll be a baby shem bal. Mishnah Savram, Shahidi Masha Amu Besugin, Vichi Polat, Madahava, Mivichi Polat, Mai Hava, Hashtu the Polat, Reparish Rashi, Shahoyu Bulu, Buluim, when it was absorbed, Lo Havik Saf, Shahare Shakol, Shaksa Bulua, Ain and Nechav, Luxav, Adshim Galam, or so, or if he's there, Kosa Bishabas, both in the Hanal, Ain the Chayav, Adshay Yigle, or so. So it's Mutter, basically saying over here that writing with invisible ink is Mutter on Shabbos, at least the Araisa. Ulam, not so fast. Bishut Har Tzvi. Hey, the Gamez Divrei Rashi B'Sugin. Linyan Im Kaksav Hazeh She'ena Miskayim Nikol Kaksav Linyan Mechikas Hashem. This sugya, if you write with invisible ink, if you write erasing Hashem's name, the cause of lechalik ben ksav shein nikkur shein lo itakone el aydei yosef v'schoim b'chodosh k'moy b'sugyan k'b'kos al mei milu sh'niflat rak aydei mayit denora sh'tseva sh'mavir malav sh'oz rak ha'choymer sh'moysef oysef ha'ksav ha'rishon ksav ha'lukhsav. If you have to add something new, another ingredient, another chemical in order to bring out the ksav, then then you're definitely potter, you've not done anything wrong. Since you need to add more chemicals to make this thing visible, so far you've not done anything wrong, no violation has occurred. But the Bimagadim's case was, you're not eating anything, no chemical needs to be added, you just need to change the environment. So in that case, All of the chemicals you'll ever need are already present. The only thing you have to do is change the conditions, change the environment, heat it up a little bit, give it some heat, and then you can notice it. And that means that what you've done is complete. You've done a complete ma'isa, and then indeed it would be Yasser on Shabbos. And therefore, Nikhtav and Luxav, Shem Yeshkal, Kondakon and Luxav, Zesh, Yiflutinah, Oysias, Yenim, Lain, Kom, Mabuya, Sofas, Kolchem, Chodosh, Yeshloimar, Sheyesh, Rezeh, Isser, Mechikas Hashem, the Nechlam, erasing invisible ink would be a violation of Mechikas Hashem. So in other words, it comes out that there are different types of invisible inks. That's what he's saying over here. Bottom line is that if a doctor wants to write on Shabbos with invisible ink and not the Oiver Nisr Deraisa of Ksiva, if the invisible ink is of the type that when Shabbos is over you have to add...
No shayla of writing,
then
there's no problem.
There is a shayla of writing. That's exactly what he's trying to say over here. Yeah. That's exactly what he's saying over here.
The shayla he's talking about is
Mechikas
Hashem.
It's the same, okay, he's just like extrapolating, but he's saying that it's the same idea. What he's saying, it's the same idea. What he's saying is that there are two different types of invisible inks. If the invisible ink is of the type where, in order to see what it says, you just have to hold it up to a, you have to do something external, add heat. Wait, what do you want to say?
There's three in
Yonim. Yeah.
One is the writer. It's called Ksiva.
Yeah, okay.
The other one is the developer. Is right. That called a good... And the third one, whether it's... Is it called Mechika, has nothing to do with anything else. Is the writing called an existing writing?
Which writing? The original writing or the second Ma'isa?
It's only talking when it becomes visible. If you... Let's say you have a chemical process. You put in a liquid. So everyone says, L'gavi Shabbos, that's...
Ksiva. Ma'isa Ksiva. Ma'isa Ksiva.
Right. Now let's say you put into a reverse chemical that takes out that chemical.
It's a ma'aseh mechika.
If the writing was never a writing.
Okay, and
it's
fine. Right.
If you hold it in a fire.
What he appears to be doing is to be mechalek.
Becomes permanent. The zikha mechikas Hashem.
Okay. Okay, but he appears to be saying that there are two different...
The first guy is Mevachai.
He is.
If you bring it in front of the light, if you do not have to do any additional thing to make this writing appear other than holding it up in front of the fire...
It's already a Ma'aseh Ksiva. It's Chayim Ksiva.
You take a piece of paper with a toothpick and you write something... If you hold it at an angle on the light, you can figure out what it says.
No, but in that case, it's not going to be... It's not going to be nicker. Here,
you can write a whole letter with a...
No, there's a difference.
On a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And let's say there's a piece of carbon underneath.
No, but the
letter comes out backwards on it. Is it a Ksiva or is it
not? No, that's like the ultraviolet light.
No, it's obviously.
Let's discuss the case. I don't think we've discussed the case. The case over here is you go and you use an ink. If you then take, when I look at this paper, I see nothing.
Right.
No, listen. I then take this and I put it in an area of heat. Okay, in a place where it's 100 degrees. Okay, whatever the heat is. I keep it there for 10 seconds. I then take it away. I can now permanently see it.
Right, but let's say...
Wait. So therefore, yours is a different case. Your case is I can only see it when I hold it up to the light. When I hold it over there, I can see it. When I hold it over there, I can't see it. That's your case. Right. Your case. I'm not up to that yet. Let's first discuss this case. Okay. In this case, when I write with an ink, I've done a Ma'aseh Ksiva.
Right.
And then I take this, and then I have to go and bring it near heat, and the heat brings out the letters. Once the letters come out, they're there for good.
Right.
Now, let's go back in time.
Who's
let's go.
About that?
So the one that puts it near the fire is definitely not Chayef. Definitely not Chayef.
Definitely not?
The one who puts it near the fire? Yeah. Definitely not. Definitely not. And the one who writes it originally is Chayef. Is Chayef.
That's
what the Har Tzvi says. The Har Tzvi makes this distinction. The Har Tzvi says you're not gaining much. If you're using invisible ink, and the invisible ink is of the type, and it does not need any additional chemicals, it needs a change of environment, then you've not gained very much. You've already done a complete ma'isa, and your complete ma'isa is enough to be mechayev for the melacha of Shabbos. If, on the other hand, you're using a type of invisible ink where you need to add another chemical to bring it out, out, then you've not done the ma'isa. Then the one who did the writing has not done anything significant, and it's mutar on Shabbos. Your case is a whole different case, where you're etching with a toothpick very, very light marks, you're making an etch, and I don't see anything. First of all, that's not called ksiva, because ksiva you need diyoy. That's not a ma'isa ksiva, and that's mechlal, you're not chayif that on Shabbos. For Shabbos, you need to have ink, you need to have a ma'isa to be applied to a piece of paper. Making etches on a piece of paper, even if you can notice it in the cardboard, I don't think you chayif on Shabbos. You chayif on Shabbos? A rishima? I don't think it's a melacha deraisa. Maybe a Muslim rabban. If you go and you etch something into a piece of paper, and certainly in your case, when you just make very thin lines and you can't see it, and hold it up to the window, that is l'chore not a melacha deraisa. Okay, so these are the soydas. No, that's not bar kayom. That doesn't last for 24 hours. That's for sure not. It's not a nice thing to do. You're not going to go and say today is Shabbos, right?
The way he brings it here is talking
about
Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
It's a separate category. He's not talking about
so it's the same idea. The same idea. If a person writes, what happens if a person writes in this invisible ink? And then you take the piece of paper which has it, and you throw it into the fire. You destroy it. Are you chayif on Mechikas Hashem?
And why are you destroying it? The name comes out.
Good kasha. So I put it into a shredder. Am I chayif on Mechikas Hashem? He seems to say yeah.
No, he says no.
It depends. Two different types.
Until you see the words, there's no Mechikas Hashem.
No, it's not so. Exactly. I think he's saying the opposite. Okay, we have to stop here. We're out of time. This is it. All right, we'll stop here.